From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Congress is taking a close look at the Medicaid health program this summer. It's facing a September deadline to reduce Medicaid spending by $10 billion. But at the same time, lawmakers are quietly moving on a separate bill that could have far-reaching implications for Medicaid. It's on the arcane subject of legal consent decrees. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
With more than 50 million low-income beneficiaries, Medicaid has surpassed Medicare as the nation's largest health insurance program. But its rapid growth is straining the budgets of both the federal government and the states, which share Medicaid's costs. Last week, the National Governors Association unveiled its plan to overhaul Medicaid. Arkansas Republican Governor Mike Huckabee told a Senate committee that the single most important change would be getting the federal courts out of the Medicaid program.
One of the problems we face is that when we try to make improvements and extend coverage and bring real reforms to the process, we often are sued in federal court.
To understand why, we need to go back a bit. States have a lot of leeway in how they run their Medicaid programs, but they do have to meet minimum federal standards for who's covered and for what kinds of care. Tim Westmoreland is a law professor at Georgetown University who ran the Medicaid program during the Clinton administration. He says the lawsuits Huckabee is referring to are often filed when someone thinks states aren't meeting those federal standards.
Whether it's minimum kinds of people that have to be covered or minimum kinds of services or minimum conditions of service.
Frequently, those suits end up in something called a consent decree. As Westmoreland explains,
it is a compromise that each person gives up something on, and then the judge ratifies the compromise. So it's really a settlement in court rather than a settlement out of court.
Consent decrees spell out exactly how a state or local government should solve the problem that led to the lawsuit, often over a number of years. But governors and some key members of Congress say consent decrees tie the hands of newly elected officials. Republican Congressman Roy Blunt of Missouri, the third highest-ranking leader in the House, is the lead sponsor of a bill that would severely limit consent decrees. He says scaling them back would also make state and local officials more responsible.
These consent decrees have often been used in recent years as excuses not to take responsibility in an area that the courts took over maybe a generation ago.
Blunt says the bill was motivated in large part by what's happening in Tennessee. That's where the Democratic governor is canceling Medicaid coverage for more than 300,000 people.
It's my understanding that the courts come in and say, no, you can't do that because of consent decrees that have been entered into over the years by many governors going back almost three decades.
Blunt's bill wouldn't ban consent decrees outright, but it would limit them to no more than 4 years' duration. It would also give newly elected officials 6 months to require plaintiffs to essentially reprove their cases. Former Medicare Chief Tim Westmoreland says that could put patients who were denied care or coverage at a serious disadvantage.
You don't have a right to your Medicaid services unless you have an ability to go to court to enforce that. And people have gone to court, have enforced it, have gotten practical compromises for long-term structural change in the Medicaid program, and this legislation would let everybody walk away from the deal.
And while the consent decrees being debated mostly involve Medicaid, Westmoreland says people may be surprised to learn that the bill reaches far beyond health care.
That it reaches civil rights laws in most circumstances, that it reaches constitutional decisions, that it reaches prison reform cases, that it reaches almost anything that state or local governments are responsible for under federal law.
The consent decree legislation is getting a hearing this week in the House Judiciary Committee, even before formal discussions start on broader Medicaid changes. And Blunt, who's in a position to make it happen, says he expects a House floor vote shortly. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.